Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano, known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It is October 23rd today. And this is my second Audio Boo of the day. It's 4:15 in the afternoon. The shadows have grown long outside as I look out my living room window. I've gone to see my daughter's run. It went very, very well. I got to participate as one of the supervisors and even manned one of the sort of the mini checkpoints they have there. Really all it is just to urge the kids on and make sure that they don't run off the track. And in fact, I was called to post number 3 today. And post number 3 at this particular park, this arboretum, is rather notorious because there are a bunch of divots there in the ground, because it's close to a secondary trail that is used for forest management. And there's a couple of ruts there that are perpendicular to the main trail where the kids would be running. And so they needed some people to just line the side so the kids don't go towards the rut and possibly hurt their ankles or fall down. So it was quite something to be standing there and have to guide some 300 running, puffing, huffing children and having them all funnel into this rather small area to keep them on the trail, because they were coming from a much larger part of the trail. So they had to sort of funnel in between this very large pine tree and this sort of area that had all the ruts. And a couple of kids actually ran right into me because they were too busy talking to their friends and weren't looking ahead. And one of them just, boom. Thankfully, I tried to warn the child, but to no avail. He just ran right into me and then looked up at me with these two wide eyes, and I just go, continue. You know, I urged him on, and he was fine. They both were. One just kind of really didn't graze me, just almost bumped off of me because he saw me at the possible last second and deviated from the trajectory he was on. But it was pretty entertaining. I had my camera with me, of course, and trying to record some of this. And at one point when my daughter was running, she came up, you know, there was her group. It was all the grade 4 girls from probably half a dozen schools. And they're all running towards us. And I'm trying to see if I could pick her out of the group. You know, they were wearing their school colors. They had their school name on this green T-shirt. And as they came up, I was looking for the green T-shirts and finally saw her head just sort of pop up in the middle of the group, and I fired off a quick photograph of her and wanted to do another one, but they were running so fast that by the time she was beside me, where she was very close, the camera was not ready yet. So even though I have what I think is a pretty fast SLR, it wasn't fast enough, so I caught the her bobbing hair as she went by and went around the corner and onto the gravel trail where that continued on. Once they had all gone by, I was cleared to walk over to the finishing line and caught her and several of her friends coming over the finishing line. So that was good. And I did the same for a couple of the boys and a couple of my daughter's friends. I caught them on in a couple of good pictures. And I use the sports program on my camera. I have a Pentax K-X, a digital SLR. And one of the programs is basically simulates the motor winding on a traditional 35 millimeter camera, so it would auto wind. And so, you know, here I was, and I was standing there, and the kids were coming over the finish line, and I burst, you know, in a second. It takes about five pictures, so chugu, 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 something like that. And the guy next to me kept looking over at my camera, wondering, what in the world is that? So it was interesting. I explained to him how it worked, and then I showed him the pictures afterwards, and he found it fascinating that I take five or six pictures in a second, so at any one point, one of the pictures will be, I wouldn't say perfect, but a nice capture of that moment. Unfortunately, it makes for a lot of pictures. Later on, when I haven't even done it yet, but when I take my SD card and tuck it into the back of my Mac Mini, and iPhoto comes up and I import all the pictures, I literally have hundreds of pictures which I have to go through and sort out. But some of them are easy, you know, they're out of focus or whatever. But sometimes you get three or four pictures and they're just perfect. You know, they're just, you know, like you capture a moment. I've got a few like that of my daughter playing soccer from several years ago. And at one point, you know, she's sort of completely off the ground and the ball is just about to make contact with her foot. Or another one where she was, I think she was a goalie, and she had just finished kicking the ball back into the game. And so I caught her with her, the movement and the blur of her leg and the ball just leaving her foot. Really, really interesting stuff. I just wanted to end this audio boo by stating very happily that Downcast works now. Yes, indeed. Mac posted an answer. And although I had gone into the settings and checked on continuous play, I had inadvertently checked disabled on continuous play in the playlist. Because what I was experimenting with is doing different playlists. So I'd like to have a playlist for, say, all the octavers, and then a playlist for maybe when I was following Omani Blogs, Paul Omani's web summit, so I took the hash mark web summit and wanted to create a playlist of just that. Haven't done it quite yet. I haven't figured out how to do that. I imagine I just look in Audioboo for web summit, and then I don't know if it gives you an RSS feed. Okay, I'm back after my battery in my iPhone rudely interrupted me and stopped the iPhone right in mid-sentence, or just about, I think. I had just finished saying how I wasn't sure if I could actually get an RSS feed of a hashtag in Audioboo. I will try that later, because I could swear I recall somebody saying that you can do that. So. Anyway, I'm going to go and pick up my daughter now. I've moved venues from the living room to the kitchen, so it may reverberate a little bit more in here. I just finished cleaning up the kitchen and doing the dishes. And yes, although I do have a dishwasher, we don't always use it. Sometimes I just like to do the dishes. I find it very therapeutic. I just look out the kitchen window, and I was noticing how the light was streaming in through the cedar trees we have aligning one side of our yard. It was just so beautiful, just very pretty, makes very nice patterns. Even as I stand here, there's a pattern being projected onto the kitchen table, and there's a vase in the middle of the kitchen table with some water, and the water is glistening, and the sun is streaming into this beautiful vase with a few little roses from our garden. Anyway, take care, everyone. And thanks again, Mac. Thank you so much for the downcast info.